Hello gamers and welcome to Is This Game Queer? I'm your host Leo and I love video games and overthinking things. In this episode we make new friends as we answer the question, is A Nightmare Strip queer? As usual, spoiler warning for the game. A Nightmare Strip is a slightly surreal visual novel by Sky Hourworks that was published in 2019 for PC and Mac. In the game you play Adrian, a nightmare become a creature who goes on a vacation and meets many new friends. First off, the good. The story of A Nightmare Strip is humorous and very heartfelt, and I kept wanting to proceed in the game just to see what kind of shenanigans Adrian and his new friends got to next. All the characters are very interesting and varied. The world building in this universe is fascinating. The game takes place on the planet Natura, where certain points, such as the city the game takes place in, have links to other dimensions. Of course, with people like nightmares walking around, Natura is not our dimension. Besides Adrian, characters include demons, monsters, something that looks like human but also has spikes. However, all these different species and types of people seem to be living in relative peace and harmony. Now, the game has a few different visual styles. The backgrounds are heavily filtered photographs for the most part, while the characters are drawn in a couple of different styles. These might be a plus for some people as it underlines the different characters in an interesting way, but it can also be a bit distracting. As another, well, unclear note on whether you like it or not, I found Adrian's constant anxiety very relatable. However, for some people it might be distressing. There is also the matter of food, which constantly comes up in the game. It seems that in every chapter, Adrian eats at least once with really delicious looking food pictures coming up every time. So while I wouldn't call it a bad thing as such, I did get very hungry playing this game, which isn't a lot long. Following from these mixed points, they're not so good. As I stated before, the characters all look very different, and they also all come with their own font. This is an interesting choice, in that the fonts usually reflect something about the character. However, some of them are really hard to read, and while I don't have dyslexia or any other problems with processing text, I can imagine it being very hard for some people. Furthermore, as a visual novel with choices that affect the storyline, A Nightmare Strip is not always very clear on what exactly results from what. Most of the choices are pretty clear in that you can guess that being mean to somebody will not make them like you very much. However, there are points where it's not exactly clear which choices are the, well, friendly ones. And especially one point in the game where you are playing basketball seems entirely arbitrary. since it doesn't seem to depend on your choice at that time in the storyline. After looking up some guides online, I found out that this is apparently based on some invisible statistics that are formed from your choices in the prologue of the game, except none of that is ever indicated in the game, so I was very confused on my second playthrough when I thought I'd made the wrong choice before in the basketball game, and, well, making the opposite choice also made me lose, even though I knew it had to be possible to win the game, as it has a Steam achievement related to that. So, if you want to see absolutely everything about the game, you may have to end up looking up some strategies. If, however, you just want a singular experience through the game, this is probably not too much of a concern for you. Finally, the queer. This was an interesting experience in that the whole game seems to have been built from a very queer-friendly perspective. While there isn't any on-screen romance as such, the game does address these things a lot. For example, Adrian's boarding pass when he gets on the plane has his pronouns listed, and the first character he meets after landing also introduces himself by listing his pronouns. There is a lesbian flight attendant who mentions her wife in a very casual manner, and at one point Adrian questions if another male character is flirting with him. Of course, Adrian gets very flustered by the idea, but it's clear this is due to embarrassment, not necessarily being unreceptive. Some of the points are less obvious, such as the feelings of finding the right clothes for your body. Adrian, being a nightmare, has a very thick coat of fur and does sometimes seem to struggle with people's perception of, well, whether he is clothed at all, never mind finding something that fits his shape. This seems like a very transgender experience. Of course, to underline all this, there are the credits in which all the characters appear with their associated flags, with different sexualities and gender identities all represented across the very eclectic cast. One of the Steam achievements even is named after the meme of Big Gay Do Crime, which seems to reflect the general approach of the game. It's not about being queer, but it is very deeply queer. All in all, A Nightmare's Trip is a very emotional story about trying new things and coming to terms with your past. It's not very long, so it doesn't take too long to experience in its entirety. So if the story of various monsters wreaking havoc in a fantastical city sounds at all interesting to you, I highly recommend you check it out. As usual, thank you for listening to me ramble about A Nightmare's Trip.